Assalamu alaikum. 8 a.m. This is Bangladesh Betar broadcasting on the morning of Friday, the 30th of Kartik, the 17th of Rabiul Awal, and November the 15th. The news read by Mayuddin Babar. First, the headlines. The fifth session of the 11th Jatiya Shangshad prorogued. The Prime Minister, in valedictory speech, says the drive against corruption will continue. Bangladesh is giving more importance to develop the connectivity between Bangladesh and China, Sheikh Hasina says during a call on with a Chinese delegation. Microcredit pampers poverty but does not eliminate it. The government is working to make the country poverty-free, says the Prime Minister while inaugurating PKSF Development Fair. BNP has turned into a party of mere words, says Awami League General Secretary. People curtailed from BNP will not be included in Awami League, says the Information Minister. Week-long income tax fair began across the country. The International Criminal Court has given consent for a probe into Myanmar's crime against Rohingya Muslims. And India will resume their first innings batting with an overnight score of 86 for 1 on the second day of the first test against visiting Bangladesh at Indore today. Now the details. The fifth session of the 11th Jatiya Shangshad was prorogued last night. Speaker Dr. Shirin Sharmin Chaudhary read out the prorogation order of President Muhammad Abdul Hamid of the fifth session of the 11th Parliament. Earlier, Leader of the House and Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina said Bangladesh has been progressing, overcoming all obstacles and conspiracies, and it will continue. Nobody can stop Bangladesh's advancement. Reiterating her strong position against corruption, the Leader of the House said the ongoing drive will continue to root out the drug, corruption and terrorism from the society. About the price hike of the onion, the Prime Minister said onions imported from abroad will arrive in a few weeks. Meanwhile, Bangladesh Industrial Technical Assistance Centre, BITAC, Bill 2019 was passed yesterday in the Jatiya Shangshad with a view to operate the concerned Industrial Technical Assistance Centre in a sustainable way. More entrepreneurs from Yunnan province of China are keen to make investment in Bangladesh as investment-friendly atmosphere prevails in the country. Visiting eight-member delegation of the Chinese province Yunnan said this when they called on Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina at her Jatiya Shangshad office yesterday. Secretary of Yunnan Provincial Committee of the Communist Party of China, Chen Hao, led the delegation. Chen Hao said China and Bangladesh are enjoying excellent friendly relations. Both sides are working to promote cooperation between the two countries in the fields of economic development, education, culture and tourism, he said. Chen Hao appreciated Dhaka for supporting the Belt and Road Initiative BRI of China and BCIM Economic Corridor and said, these two initiatives will strengthen the bilateral relations between China and Bangladesh. In reply, the Prime Minister, Sheikh Hasina, said Bangladesh is giving more importance to develop the connectivity between Bangladesh and China alongside neighboring countries for flourishing business and tourism in the future. Such initiative will also enhance the people-to-people contact in the days to come, she added. Sheikh Hasina said, apart from the government-to-government exchange of visits, the two countries also have an established mechanism for exchanging visits between members of the two political parties, Bangladesh Awami League and CPC. Sheikh Hasina termed Chinese President Xi Jinping as a great friend of Bangladesh. The Prime Minister also focused on Rohingya crisis, economic development to Bangladesh, and socio-economic uplift of the people. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has said her government has made the country hunger-free and is implementing various programs to build the country as poverty-free. She was inaugurating the Development Fair 2019 of Polli Kormoshohayok Foundation PKSF at Bangabandhu International Conference Center in the capital yesterday. Terming poverty as main enemy, the Prime Minister said, all have to fight against poverty and try to free the countrymen from it. Listing different programs taken by her government for poverty reduction, Sheikh Hasina said the country's poverty rate was reduced to 21% from 41.5% in 2006. She said her government's target is to reduce the poverty rate below 15%. The Prime Minister said PKSF was founded to eradicate poverty through creating employment, and it turned into a microcredit body. She said microcredit pampers poverty but does not eliminate it. Sheikh Hasina said our government is implementing various programs including My House, My Farm project, Ashrayan and house making programs for landlords for poverty reduction in the country. Awami League General Secretary and Road Transport and Bridges Minister Obaidul Qadir has said that BNP has turned into a failed political party as it could not wage any movement to get Begum Khaleda Zia released from jail. He made the observation while visiting the council venue of Awami Shechashabuk League at the historic Sarwardi Uddan in the capital yesterday. Obaidul Qadir said BNP is now doing the politics of rhetoric, as it can do nothing except making remarks and statements. Information Minister Dr. Hassan Mahmood has said many leaders of BNP have communicated with Awami League leaders at different levels to join the party, but it is not possible. He said this while addressing a memorial meeting marking the 47th death anniversary of Shur Samrat Alauddin Khan at an auditorium of Jatiya Press Club in the capital yesterday. The information minister said BNP will face existence crisis for indulging in negative politics. He said BNP did not do politics for the welfare of the common people. This is Bangladesh Betar giving you the news. This news will also be available on our website at www.betar.gov.bd. The 10th edition of the week-long income tax fair began in the country yesterday in a bid to create massive awareness among people about paying tax as well as render tax-related services. The fair will continue in all the divisional cities, including the capital, till November 20th. The fair of the capital is being held on the officers' club premises. The International Criminal Court gave the consent for a long-awaited full probe into Myanmar's alleged crimes against Rohingya Muslims. The probe would look at allegations of systematic acts of violence, deportation as a crime against humanity, and persecution on the grounds of ethnicity or religion against the Rohingyas. The developments came a month after the head of a UN fact-finding mission on Myanmar warned that there is a serious risk of genocide recurring as the mission submitted its final report. At least two students were dead and three others were injured when a California high school student opened fire on fellow students. The shooting took place at the Saugus High School in Santa Clarita minutes before the school day was due to begin. Weather and forecast valid till 1 this afternoon, says there is no inland river port warning and no signal is to be hoisted. To end the news, the main points again. The fifth session of the 11th Jatiya Sangsad prorogued, the Prime Minister in valedictory speech says the drive against corruption will continue. Bangladesh is giving more importance to develop the connectivity between Bangladesh and China, Sheikh Hasina says during a call-on with a Chinese delegation. Microcredit pampers poverty but does not eliminate it. The government is working to make the country poverty-free, says the Prime Minister while inaugurating PKSF Development Fair. BNP has turned into a party of mere words, says Awami League General Secretary. People curtailed from BNP will not be included in Awami League, says the Information Minister. Week-long income tax fair began across the country. The International Criminal Court has given consent for a probe into Myanmar's crime against Rohingya Muslims. And India will resume their first innings batting with an overnight score of 86 for 1 on the second day of the first test against visiting Bangladesh at Indore today. That's the end of the news. This news will also be available on our website at www.beta.gov.